Well, the F-22 was a troubled aircraft in the same way that the F-35 is now viewed as a troubled aircraft. It went way over budget. There were performance problems. But most of those seem to have worked themselves through, with the exception of a couple issues with hypoxia and some of the software difficulties. And so the F-22 not only seems to have worked itself through, it seems to be an excellent fighter aircraft. And so one idea would be to go back and decide where Secretary of Defense Gates had decided to cancel the F-22 line, revisit that decision, and reopen the F-22 line. The problems with that option are that it's really expensive to reopen a line after it's been closed for even a few years. And the other problem is that we can't export the F-22 for extremely complicated legislative reasons. And so we wouldn't be able to supply the F-22 to our allies like we are expecting to supply the F-35.
You're right. Theoretically, the Air Force could lean on the F-22, the Navy on additional Super Hornets, and the Marine Corps on the F-35B. But you add on the fact that the Marine Corps, the B variant, is the one that's in the most trouble right now.
Right. The F-35B has suffered the most problems of any of the three variants. And going forward, I think that there's a lot of concern that the frame is too complicated. And that's especially difficult for the Marine Corps because the Marine Corps has no other options for a short takeoff and landing vehicle to replace the Harrier. And the Harrier is getting very, very old. And so it needs something to replace the jets on its on the amphibious carriers, and it's uncertain that there's anything except for the F-35B.
The second option that you propose in the case of a cancellation of the F-35 program is to go unmanned. Do you fear at all that the concept of drones and the potential future use of drones has become so sexy that they may be used in places where they're not really effective and don't really suit the use?
I think that's an interesting question. I think that, and we'll get to this, but the options 2, 3, and 4 are all sort of a melange, and you essentially pick and choose the elements that you like the best from them. Drones have certain problems or at least drones as we are currently conceiving of them have problems that simply make them inapplicable for a lot of the ways we want to fight in the future. And the parts that I get to in the piece are that they simply aren't good so far in contested airspace, in areas where there are enemy fighters abound and where there are effective enemy surface-to-air missile systems. The Navy is trying to remedy some of those problems with its new U-class drone, but there are always going to be problems with that because of the need for a human operator to be in contact with the drone. Right? If there's a human connection, then that connection can be disrupted by enemy electronic interference. And so that means that drones can only really ever